So it's interesting, you may know that we are always asking people, both investigators as well as docs in practice, what they do in various situations. We did a big survey where we presented all kinds of scenarios, ER positive, HER2 negative, metastatic disease. And I was kind of surprised, particularly in patients who present with metastatic disease, that a substantial minority do not use a CDK inhibitor. And if we throw in one or two liver mets, you'll start seeing a lot of chemotherapy also. Can you kind of talk from a broad point of view before we get into the specific agents about these kinds of questions? Are there patients where you, quote, don't need a CDK inhibitor? And what would it take to use chemotherapy?
So these are obviously important questions. And I think as we are beginning to see more and more data about the CDK4/6 inhibitors and their efficacy, we're beginning to see survival data. I think it's beginning to be harder and harder to find patients, let's say, that we should be omitting CDK4/6 inhibitors. Now, that being said, we've all seen patients in our clinic who are known to have hormonally driven cancers. A patient perhaps has a long disease-free interval from the time that she was originally diagnosed and, let's say, completed her adjuvant hormonal therapy, who presents perhaps with minimally symptomatic disease. We can think about these patients and know that it's probably not unreasonable to treat these patients with hormonal, let's say, monotherapy, an AI. But in general, as these data emerge showing clear evidence for now survival advantage, we see, for example, data that we can prolong the time to chemotherapy. And these are important endpoints clearly for patients. And I think as we begin to see these data more and more, it's going to be more and more difficult to find these patients, let's say, that should be treated with just endocrine monotherapy.
Another thing that I recall from that survey that was interesting is, again, we start to see a tail off in use of CDK inhibitors in older patients, particularly 80 plus. Any justification for that?
So this is a thing where a lot of clinicians really do think about tolerability. We know that as a person ages, their organ function changes, their ability to metabolize drugs changes. And so rightfully, I think clinicians are cautious in this situation. I think what we can say in this situation is that when people have looked very carefully thus far at elderly patients, they seem to tolerate the CDK4/6 inhibitors well, and specifically I'm thinking about palbociclib. And despite the fact that we do see neutropenia, and of course, all of us as clinicians, when we first saw the data with CDK4/6 inhibitors, when we saw neutropenia, we thought about, oh my gosh, this is going to be chemotherapy-like neutropenia, but really it is quite a bit different. And I think what we can say is that the elderly can do well, they can tolerate CDK4/6 inhibitors, and they clearly can gain benefit from them.